brought to you by Penguin.
Medea by Rosie Hewlett. Read by Kristin Atherton. For all the women who have ever been called too much or not enough. Chapter 1. When I was a child, I turned my brother into a pig. I found it amusing at the time to watch his bones break and hear the fleshy popping as his muscles and tendons transformed. I giggled when he screamed, as his nose smeared into a snout and a little curly tail sprouted from his swollen pink behind. Nobody else laughed. The slaves wailed when they saw what I'd done. Some even fled the palace, never to return. Others fell to their knees, muttering desperate prayers, their implorations shivering on their twisted lips. When my parents found out, my mother shed tears whilst my father struck my face. A predictable response from both.
"Why did you do this?"
he asked. "Because I can," I replied. Apparently that was the wrong answer. Though truthful, this was not the only reason for my actions. Absyrtus was cruel. He tormented my little sister and me, and though I can endure his nastiness, Chalciope is made of softer matter. A harsh word can cut her like a blade, embedding itself beneath her skin and taking root there. She is not built to withstand cruelty. She is like fresh snow, pure and delicate, letting the tiniest speck of dirt stain her. Whilst I am the frozen ground beneath. Hard. Unyielding. So I transformed Absyrtus into a swine because he acted like one. I believed in a fair sentence, and I've always believed in punishment. My father made sure of that. My justice was easy enough to execute. Just a simple concoction I peppered over his morning porridge. To Absyrtus's credit, he somehow sensed my deceit at the second mouthful, attempting to spit out the poison. He was too late, of course. My magic had sunk its teeth into him the moment it passed his. Nobody else saw the justice in my actions because, to them, Absyrtus's behaviour was not something to be corrected. He was just being a boy, and apparently that meant it was in his nature to be cruel. Though that justification has never made sense to me. After the incident, my father locked me in my chamber, placing two guards on watch outside. At first I found it quite amusing that my father, Aetes, the formidable king of Colchis, was afraid of his little, quiet Medea. It was not until later that I discovered this absence of freedom was far from entertaining. When night fell that day, my father came to my room and told me to undo the spell. I do not know how. It was the truth, but he beat me like a liar. Like I had a secret inside me he was trying to crack from my body. I can still remember the sound of his breathing, those heavy, uneven gasps as he swung his arm back, ready for another blow. They were the same kind of ragged breaths I could hear shuddering through the walls when he was alone with my mother. Unlike my mother, I never cried when my father hurt me. I think he found this irritating, which is probably why he did it so often. But I've always found tears to be entirely useless. I told this to Chalciope once, when she was sobbing over a dead bird we'd found in the courtyard. She stared at me with wet, sparkling eyes.
"Sometimes you say things that scare me, Medea,"
was all she replied. "Everything scares you," I said, poking the bird's lifeless body with a stick.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?